Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt, and this is your daily dose of your almost daily dose of photography. I'm pretty daily though. Actually, it's getting better. I'm getting there again. So we've been talking about foreground and background. We've talked about how they interact and the lines that and the joins, the way those things in the foreground and the background can join, and how that might not be a good idea sometimes. There are many more ways that background and the foreground can interact, and one is on a brightness level. A question is, next time you compose a picture, ask yourself that question: is my background darker than the subject, or is it brighter than the subject? Or the other way around, is the subject going to be brighter than the background? Reason I'm asking is, if you put something, a dark subject in front of a bright background, that subject tends to visually recede into the picture. And if you put a bright subject in front of a darker background, it'll virtually pop out of the picture. It'll give the picture a more 3D-ish type of quality. If that is what you want, watch close. If the background is dark, or maybe if a background is on the same brightness level and maybe even a similar color, you can end up having the subject almost melt into the background. You know, have no separation left between the foreground and the background, and that can be an issue with a picture. Doesn't have to, but it can. So watch out for that next time you compose. What is the brightness distribution in your picture? And that was it for today. My name is Chris Marquardt. You can find out more about me, about the workshops, about all sorts of things coming up San Francisco pretty soon. I'm in the middle of preparing for those over at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, MarquardT.com. And don't forget, you can purchase old episodes of this show of the Daily Photo Tips together with an exclusive ebook over at dailyphototipswithchris.com. And people start liking those. It's actually interesting, getting some good traction on those. So check that out if you either came late to this podcast and don't have all the episodes, or if you are interested in reading up on some of these tips. I'm basically putting together ebooks that go with packs of 10 of these episodes, so you'll be able to build up a little nice compendium of written tips and podcast tips. So yeah, if that's interesting for you, dailyphototipswithchris.com. All right, that was it. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.